Over the weekend, the tiny town of Fancy Farm, Kentucky, was the scene of a political brawl worthy of the Hatfields and McCoys. No one was run out of town, but Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, who is asking Kentuckians for a sixth term, did get pretty roughed up, verbally. You'd hardly guess it all began as a church picnic. NPR's David Wellner was there.
9 tons of mutton and pork barbecue get devoured by the thousands who descend every August on the Fancy Farm Picnic, a benefit for St. Jerome's, the local Catholic church. But they also come for that other kind of meat, raw, tough, and thoroughly political. The picnic features a 2-hour bout of shouting and speech-making in an open-air shed, kicked off this year by public TV host Farrell Wellman.
So I assume everybody's ready to have a good time? Are you going to be on your best behavior?
No!
That's what I thought.
It was a crowd as divided as Congress, and a good deal rowdier. To the right were Mitch McConnell's supporters, many bussed in by the 71-year-old senator for this formal launch of his campaign for a sixth term. To the left sat backers of Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes. She's the 34-year-old Democrat who's running neck and neck in recent polls with McConnell. Scattered throughout were Matt Bevin supporters. He's the wealthy Tea Party-backed businessman challenging McConnell in next spring's GOP primary. So McConnell began casting himself as the guy standing up to Barack Obama.
You know, I brought Kentucky's voice to Washington, and the Obama crowd doesn't like it. You see, Kentucky's voice is often the voice of opposition to the Obama agenda. And I'm proud of that. That's why every liberal in America is out to beat us next year.
Not once did McConnell mention either rival sitting right behind him. Instead, he cast this as a race against Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid and President Obama, who twice lost Kentucky by wide margins.
It's really quite simple. Here's the choice. Obama's Nevada yes man or a Kentuckian to run the Senate. Thanks for all you're doing. It's going to be a great campaign. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Among those listening was Annie Zachary, a registered Republican, wondering how worried the Republican leader ought to be.
I am very seriously thinking that if certain things align, he may not have his job.
Next was Democratic challenger Grimes, who opened with a snub of McConnell.
It's not every fancy farm that the Republican nominee for United States Senate actually shows up. So please join me in giving a big rousing welcome to Matt Bevin.
While McConnell sat behind her wearing a mirthless smile, Grimes portrayed him as the culprit behind Washington's dysfunction.
Let's just tell it like it is. If the doctors told Senator McConnell that he had a kidney stone, he'd refuse to pass it.
Grimes' performance left GOP state representative and McConnell ally Richard Heath fretful.
Allison Grimes is a really good candidate, a really good campaigner. She'll be tough to beat. I've got to put 100% of my effort behind the senator and believe with all my heart that he will get reelected.
Last to speak was 46-year-old Tea Party Republican Bevin. His supporters rang white Salvation Army bells made in a Connecticut foundry his family owns.
The bells that have been ringing, Mitch McConnell seemed to wonder what was up with that. I saw him kind of looking around. And let me tell you something, Senator, if you haven't scurried away yet, ask not for whom the bells toll, Senator. They toll for you.
McConnell had, in fact, already left, along with most of his supporters. Bevin, nonetheless, confronted him.
I don't intend to run to the right of Mitch McConnell. I don't intend to run to the left of Mitch McConnell. I intend to run straight over the top of Mitch McConnell and right into the U.S. Senate. And with your help, we're going to do that.
Longtime Kentucky political analyst L. Cross says McConnell does have a huge campaign war chest, but still.
Matt Bevin is a proximate threat to Mitch McConnell, the most proximate threat, because McConnell's never had to deal with a primary, never had to deal with an insurgency, never had to defend himself among Republicans, most of whom are more conservative than he is or was. He's moving to the right.
Which may make McConnell even less inclined to bless any of the deals Congress likely will soon have to make now that he's got double trouble to deal with back home. David Wallner, NPR News.